I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. When it comes to Ray Rice, the NFL commissioner doubles down on not knowing. Let's get started. NFL commissioner Roger Goodell trying finally to answer the question that so many people have asked. The league's claim that yesterday was the very first time they or the Baltimore Ravens saw this video, Rice beating his girlfriend at that point, his fiance, senseless. Namely, how on earth is that possible? It happened at a casino in Atlantic City, New Jersey, one with state-of-the-art surveillance. The casino says it gave the video to local police, the county prosecutor, state gaming officials, and Rice's attorney. It could not confirm whether the NFL asked for a copy. The league says it asked law enforcement for any and all information, including video, but did not get it. And late today, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said this to CBS This Morning's Nora O'Donnell.
How is it that the NFL couldn't get their hands on this second tape, but a website called TMZ could?
Well, I don't know how TMZ or any other website gets their information. We are particularly relying on law enforcement. That's the most reliable. It's the most credible. And we don't seek to get that information from sources that are not credible.
The question becomes, did the NFL drop the ball, or was the NFL willfully ignorant about what was on this tape?
Well, we certainly didn't know what was on the tape, but we have been very open and honest, and I have also from 2 weeks ago when I acknowledged that we didn't get this right. That's my responsibility, and I'm accountable for that.
But what changed? I mean, on the first tape, she was lying unconscious on the ground, being dragged out. Did you really need to see a videotape of Ray Rice punching her in the face to make this decision?
No, we certainly didn't. And I would tell you that what we saw on the first videotape was troubling to us in and of itself. But what we saw yesterday was extremely clear, is extremely graphic, and it was sickening.
Surprising, he said we didn't know what was on the tape when obviously it's pretty obvious what was on the tape. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell tonight, which is far from the only big development, Nike cut ties with Ray Rice, scrubbed all Rice items from their web store. In Baltimore, local merchants have launched a kind of buyback program to get Rice jerseys off the street. Also, Rice and his wife are speaking out. She lashing out at the media online on Instagram. Quote, "This is our life. What don't you all get? If your intentions were to hurt us, embarrass us, make us feel alone, take all happiness away, you've succeeded on so many levels." A lot to talk about. Joining us, Unguarded host Rachel Nichols, who's got a text message from Ray Rice today. Also, legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin and Sonny Hostin, both former federal prosecutors and former teammate and Baltimore Raven all-time leading receiver, Derek Mason. So, Rachel, you were able to get in touch with Ray Rice. What do you say?
Yeah, he just said, "I'm just holding strong for my wife and kid." He said, "That's all I can do right now." And you match that up with Janae Rice's Instagram post referring and defending her husband. It's incongruous, I think, to a lot of people who are watching this video. But it is also a situation we see over and over again with domestic violence. And this couple has maintained that this was a one-time incident. They both say that this was 30 seconds of their life. They've known each other since high school. They have a child together, and that they have decided to get counseling and move forward together. And that's basically what Ray was texting me today.
Derek, I know you kept in touch with Ray Rice throughout this process. I understand you were able to text with him today. What did he say?
I basically just reached out to him and told him, you know, what was going on with me as far as people reaching out to me. And I wanted to, as a friend, as a former teammate, let him know, listen, I'm being asked questions and I'm going to answer them truthfully. And he said, okay. You know, it's hard because you play with the guy and you know, been in that locker room with him for 3 or 4 years and you know what type of person you saw in that locker room. But then to see this video, it kind of changes your perception on, you know, Ray as a person. So it was hard to watch, but you know, what he and I talked about today briefly, I'm going to continue to keep that confidential. Other than just to say, you know, I just reached out to him to let him know, hey, this is what I'm doing. And I didn't want anyone or him to see it and say, well, what is Derek doing? Why is he, you know, talking about me or commenting on this? I felt as a friend I needed to do that.